السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تعالى: إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, as far as Eid al-Adha is concerned, each and every one of us knows very well that it is the day of sacrifice, it is the day of Eid, it is the day of remembering that great sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he was ordered to place the knife upon the son of his throat, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ransomed him. And then a sheep was slaughtered in place of the son. The whole story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is well known to even little children who do Islamic history. In the short time that I have, I wish to give you a small message. And that is in the light of the verse of the Quran Sharif which I recited. It is the shortest surah of the Holy Quran, Suratul Kawthar. But if you have to look at the meaning and the commentary of this surah, then it runs into volumes. However, there is a big message, a great message, a very important message in this little surah. There is actually a program of action that we have been given in this little surah. And that is related to this day of Qurbani. The program of action that we have been given is related to this day of Qurbani. Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his enemies tried everything to stop the spread of this message of his. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had desired that it spreads and that people throughout the corners of the world receive this message. So when they saw that they failed in their attempts, so the only thing that they hoped for was that after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away, we believe in the hayat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we are talking about from the surface of the earth. They believed that the moment that he leaves this world, then this mission of his will stop, because he has no male issue or male son or male child that will continue with the propagation of this Mubarak, noble deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lost his two sons, then the kuffar became very, very happy, they rejoiced, they celebrated, and they began to taunt and jeer and mock and laugh and ridicule, and they said that that is a clear sign that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his issues are not surviving, male issues, so therefore this message of his also will die and will not spread the moment he passes away. I'm not giving you the whole details, but this is what they had celebrated about, that his progeny is cut off. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whenever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt grief and sorrow, Allah Ta'ala consoled him with verses of the Holy Quran Sharif. And in this verse Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells him, "Verily we have bestowed upon you the fountain that is of Kawthar." Now there is great meaning again to this word Kawthar. Is it only referring to that house Kawthar which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam describes in detail in the Ahadith Sharif, for which there is no time to go into, the drink of which will quench the thirst of the people on the day of judgment, and they will not feel thirsty again. And there are many other things related to the house Kawthar. But if we have to look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being told that we gave you this fountain of abundance, unbounded grace, unbounded mercy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you unbounded mercy and grace, unbounded generosity, unbounded kindness, unbounded knowledge. Allah ta'ala has blessed you with everything of the best. Allah ta'ala has given you with all those qualities and all that goodness which has got no bound and no limits. So why are you concerned about the jeering and the mocking of these people? In fact, if a person has children also, how many will he have? How many male children will he have? But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the consolation that you don't have to worry. I will give you so many spiritual sons that they will carry the message throughout the globe. And we can see that right from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there has never been a break in the increase of the spiritual sons of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who are making every effort for the propagation of this deen of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the deen of Islam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles him that we have given you abundance, this fountain. So the first message there, as I said, that in this surah is a program of action for the ummah. There is a 3-point plan of action for the ummah, and this is the message if we can take in the short time of a few minutes, then we have gained tremendously. The first thing is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when his gifts upon a person are bestowed, then the person must show great appreciation for these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the first thing, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is reminding him of the abundant amount of ni'mats that Allah ta'ala had blessed him with. This fountain of abundance, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is reminding him that he who has blessed you with that, then what is it difficult for him to keep this message of yours continuing till the day of judgment? Nevertheless, we will come back to this first point, that it is a reminder of the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second thing that Allah ta'ala then says, that because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you this abundance, or we will link it immediately because there's no time to come back to it, that because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed you with this abundant ni'mat, so what should be your reaction? And this is where the message is not only for Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam committing any violation of any hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not showing gratitude for the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was absolutely no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam being ungrateful. The message in there is for us that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, if he is told that because of these ni'mats which I have blessed you with, so what you should you be doing? فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ. So therefore you should make your prayers, you should pray towards your Lord, towards your Rabb, you should make your salah, as we all understand the word. Some mufassirin have given that this verse, these two things, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ, refers to these two aspects of Eid al-Adha. One is the Salat of Eid al-Adha, this Eid Salat that we are here now, and also the Qurbani that we make after the Eid Salat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, imagine, Khatamun Nabiyyin Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the Mehboob of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is told that because of these ni'mats, because of these gifts which I have bestowed upon you, which are unlimited, therefore your reaction should be this, that you should show gratitude. How should you be showing gratitude? You should show gratitude by performing your salat. So the salat of Eid is once a year, but the salat 5 times a day, it is a duty upon each and every individual who is baligh, who is sane and mature. So imagine how important it becomes that we show gratitude in the way that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself has shown. That the first thing to show gratitude to Allah Ta'ala for His ni'mat is to make salat 5 times a day. Now when 70% of the Muslim Ummah does not make salat, 70% of the Muslim Ummah does not make salat 5 times a day. And those male persons for whom it is easy to get to the masjid then with jamaat. So when this is lacking in our life, where can we be showing gratitude with regards to all the other things? So the first thing is that you should make salat. This is the second point, or it is the second way that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to show gratitude. Now we must remember that one is the salat that we make, in which there are faraiz, there's wajibat, there's sunnat, there's mustahabbat, and it has got a physical form. This physical namaz that we make, it is also extremely important. The shape and the form of that namaz is important. But then there is also a ruh and a soul of that namaz. So this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants, that we should bring that soul of that namaz also into our lives. And to extend this meaning further, what it can also encompass is that the spirit of this namaz must be carried out in every action of your life. The spirit of namaz must not be only in the namaz. It must be in every action of your life. Each and every one of us now we are facing towards the Qibla and we are making our salat. Each and every one of us will make ruku when it is time for ruku. We will read the tasbihs of ruku. We will read the tasbihs of sajda. Where tashahud is to be recited, we will recite tashahud. Where durood sharif is to be recited, we will recite durood sharif. Each and everything we will find out from Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how should we perform this salat. Now if a few people in this congregation decide that we would like to face in the other direction, because my mother-in-law's house is on that side, so therefore I will face in the other direction. So what would we say to that person? We would say that your namaz is not valid. Each and everyone must face in the direction of the Qibla. So the Qibla, just as we have made of our namaz, the Kaabatullah, where there are millions of hujjaj, today, making du'as after they have completed their hajj. So that Kaabatullah, just as we have made that of the direction of our namaz, in the same way every aspect of our life, the Qibla of our life has to be Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to find out from him how are we going to conduct our business, how are we going to conduct our marriages and walimas, how are we going to deal with our customers, with our clients, how are we going to relate and deal with our family members, our children, our brothers and sisters, our wives. Each and everything we will have to have the Qibla of our life, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. So this is the second point in this surah. It is a plan of action that first of all show gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by praying, by making salat. Allah Ta'ala's gifts are unlimited upon us also. Day and night He is showering His bounties upon us. So we should be showing gratitude by salat, and as I said that the spirit of the salat must be extended to every aspect of our life. And then salat is a physical form of worship where the body is engaged. We are raising our hands, we're going into ruku, we're going into sajda. But then there must be some monetary sacrifice also. There must be some sort of monetary sacrifice. Now for that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, via His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, informed us that we should be making sacrifice of these animals. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was questioned that what is the sacrifice, He said, Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And we know that the sunnat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not putting the knife on the animal's throat. His sunnat was putting the knife on the throat of his son. Although Allah Ta'ala then ransomed him and then animal was sacrificed in his place. But he was willing and he was prepared to fulfill this hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and place the knife on the throat of that animal. On the throat of his son. In the same way, what the message that we have been given, as I mentioned, it is a plan of action, is that there must be total submission to the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In everything there must be total submission. Allah Ta'ala wants to see what kind of submission do we have to His will. And that is what Allah Ta'ala has made promises on. All His promises to the Muslim Ummah on total submission to his will and desire. And I've mentioned many a time that it is a wrong perception that we have that the moment we are going to submit ourselves totally to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's will and desire, our lives will become boring, there will be no happiness and there will be no fun and there will be no enjoyment. This is kufr if we have to think in that manner. There can be no better happiness in total submission to the will of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will give the heart a kind of sukoon, peace, tranquility, happiness, joy, satisfaction. For when Allah Ta'ala is happy with somebody, then he's got gardens in his heart. How many times you may have heard by now, jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, abre rahmat ki barish hai jaame. So when Allah Ta'ala is going to be happy with us, then Allah Ta'ala will give us gardens in our heart. Outward conditions will not affect the tranquility of the heart. There can be poverty outside, there can be pain in the body, the person can be living in a shack, or he can be living in a hut, or he can be living in a palace. But Allah Ta'ala will give that person tranquility, peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction in his heart. Now this will come upon total submission to the will of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it absolutely clear that neither does the flesh of the animal reach Allah Ta'ala, nor does the blood of the animal reach Allah. In fact, the blood, before it even falls on the ground, Allah Ta'ala accepts the sacrifice if that person has done it with sincerity. Allah Ta'ala wants to see piety. Allah Ta'ala wants to see the niyat, he wants to see the ikhlas. And Allah Ta'ala wants to see taqwa, meaning complete submission. That are you now, by placing this knife on the throat of the animal, declaring your total submission to my will? That just as this animal has given its life for you, the animal has given its blood for you, the animal has given its head and feet for you, the animal has given its flesh for you, each and every part of the animal, it has placed it at your disposal. In the same way, O man, I am your creator. I am the one who has blessed you with your sight, with your hearing, with your speech. I am the one who has blessed you with your intelligence. Should you not take a lesson from this animal, that the animal is submitting itself totally because of my hukam? Otherwise, where would you have been able to slaughter this animal? So in the same way, you too on this day of sacrifice, sacrifice those egos of yours. Place the knife on the throat of your pride. Place the knife on the throat of your anger. Place the knife on the throat of your jealousy and malice. Place the knife on the throat of your greed. Place the knife on the throat of all evil things. Because when you are going to sacrifice those things which are within you, which are going to cause you great harm, not only in this world, but even in the akhirat, then only you will be able to get peace and happiness and satisfaction in your heart. And you will get happiness in this world and the hereafter. So when we are making this sacrifice of the animal today, we should question ourselves that am I submitting myself today to the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Am I making my firm niyat and intention not to return to those sins which have brought nothing in my life except anxieties, worries and restlessness? Which home today it is that we can say that the family is united, there's great happiness and unity between husband and wife, parents and children, brothers and sisters and family members? Or which society we can say that there is unity, or which nation we can say that there is unity? So to bring back these things, we have to take the lesson from the sacrifice of this animal. So in this surah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is given a 3-point plan of action, or 3 things have been mentioned. One is that Allah Ta'ala's bounties upon you are unlimited. So because His bounties are unlimited, you must bring prayer in your life. And this prayer is not just the 5 times salat. Bring every aspect of prayer into your life. Make the direction of your entire life Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The qibla of your life must become Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And also sacrifice this animal. But the sacrifice of the animal must remind you that this knife must really be placed on the throat of all those evil desires, evil passions which have engulfed our hearts. And as a result, there's so much of outward ibadah. There's plenty of hajj, plenty of umrah, plenty of zikr, plenty of tilawat. There's plenty of talk of deen, but when it comes to the spirit and the soul of deen, then in how many lives can we say that we can really see it? Because if we had it in our lives, then Islam would have spread without us giving long speeches. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this day a joyous and a happy occasion for each and every one of us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and those people who have become refugees, or those people who have lost their homes in disasters, whether it is of floods or earthquakes, or whether it is in Palestine because of the bombings and the shootings and the killings, in whichever way people have become homeless or they have lost their dear and near ones, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must ease their problems and their burdens. Allah ta'ala must give them sabr-e-jameel and ajr-e-azeem. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.